Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Truth is our bitch on this here show, and we are a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And I was listening to the podcast of last night's show, and I've noticed this now on several of the podcasts, that I sound like I'm doing a morning show or something.
What do you mean?
What I mean is I'm just, hey, everybody, blah, 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 just motor-mouthing it. So what I would suggest to anybody out there that is listening to this program that is in a position of power, authority, is in a position of that anybody that's got any real pull, I think what you should do is take our show and use it as a morning show, as long as I don't have to get up early.
That's nuts. You got to get up early.
I don't care. They can figure it out any way they want. I ain't getting up early. I'm just saying, you know.
Well, what is that? You're joking, right?
Yeah, you don't want to get up early?
No, I do not want to get up early. I wouldn't get up early. To physically do a morning show, I swear to God, I'd rather go through the Spanish Inquisition than
what is that?
The Spanish Inquisition, you know what that is?
They tortured people, Bud. Is that enough?
What did they torture them about?
They tortured people. This is when the Catholics tortured people. When I say people, they were torturing Jews is what they were doing. You know.
Well, I mean, they're torturing heretics.
It wasn't just Jews.
They were basically torturing anybody that wasn't Catholic. I'd rather go through that, Bud, that I've just described to you, than get up at 4 a.m. or 3:30 to do a morning show. However, having said all that, if you listen to the podcast of our show, I would seriously, strenuously suggest that you use this show as a morning show. Now, if you want to lay large bags of money on me, then of course I'll get up early. You know.
Yeah, I'm going to say, you know.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, yes, necessarily. If there is such a thing as big money in radio, then hell yeah, I'll take it. But doing morning shows, I did one, two, three. I can't remember how many I've and I shouldn't even say morning shows. It was just I had to get up early, go in and talk on a microphone. I don't know how good the shows were.
Well, you did do a show on K-West just before it became, not K-West. Well, yes, on K-West.
Yeah, way back in the day, I did a morning show on K-West, and it was a music show.
Yes, that's what I mean.
It was a music, and then on KLSX, which is now a, what are they doing over there now?
No, KLSX, they don't call it KLSX anymore. They call it, they call it, like, hit radio.
No, they don't. They call it something else.
Yeah, it's got some name, right?
Yeah, no, it's Bud's sort of right. I mean, they call it something like, big time, big hit.
Yeah, the big hits.
Will you quit guessing? You guys don't know, do you?
Not really.
Okay, well, then don't guess. Big hits. It's got a new name, but it used to be like it was a classic rock station, then it was a talk station, and now it's back to playing music. When we were on it, we did a morning show there, and it sucked. I mean, everything I ever did in terms of morning drive just blew. Oh, it blew. As I said today on Facebook, and people got a kick out of it, it blew a new rare antelope.
Very good.
Yay!
Thank you. All right, so welcome to our program, and you can get the podcast of this show by going to philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And you can also watch our show, live streaming video of our show right now. And to my very good, deep, close, personal friends who have iPhone and iPad, and I just said that like a caveman, didn't I?
Yeah, you go, I got an iPhone.
Yeah, like, if you have, you got iPhone, you got iPad? No, if you have an iPhone or an iPad, we are available, our media is available on demand right now in terms of the live streaming very, very soon. Don't get mad at me, because we're making this transition so that it works, not just to be fast. You know, if you do things, haste makes waste, you know. Huh? What are you looking at?
What does that mean?
I don't understand that.
You've never heard of haste makes waste. It means if you go fast, what does that mean?
Haste makes waste. That's dirty.
No, it's not dirty. No, it's not. If you go fast, what do you mean dirty?
You talk about going a bowel movement.
What is wrong with you, man? Haste makes waste means if you go too fast, you just butcher the job up. Better that you go slowly, carefully, and do it right than to get it done quickly and not have it done right. You understand?
Yeah, but that's not what waste makes haste is.
It's not waste
Never mind. I think we've got it. We've got it covered. So, yeah, go to philhenryshow.com and get yourself a backstage pass and allow yourself luxuriate, if you will, in thousands and thousands of hours of media. We're not just talking about some website where you go and you get... Here's today's two-minute clip from this morning's show when Boogie talked to Eddie and they got into a fist fight. This is like 5 hours, or for 3 hours, if we ever did a five-hour show, 3 hours of solid verbal fist fight each and every time you log on. Flu season has Boston declaring a health emergency. Massachusetts has reported 18 people have succumbed, if you will, to the flu bug. You know, here we go again, man. And I don't think I ever paid attention to this stuff until I wound up flat on my back in the hospital with pneumonia, having had it brought on by swine flu. But it ain't fun, man. There ain't nothing funny about it at all.
Well, I'll tell you, people, old people are going to die, that's for sure.
Yeah, old people die from it as well as babies.
Well, anyone who's in a weakened state, and that's why you should get a flu shot. Did you get one?
I got my flu shot. Nobody else here got one.
Well, I don't need one. I'm in very good health.
Yeah, I don't either. You got to get one because of your elderly.
What do you mean I got to get one because I'm elderly?
Well, you got to get one because you're elderly?
What do you mean elderly, man? Okay, so I'm the big six. All right, I'm the big six. So sue me. So hang me from the highest yardarm. Does that make me, quote, elderly? You know, that word makes it sound like I'm limping around a golf course someplace.
Well,
I ain't even on a golf course anymore because my back's bad. No, let me tell you something, man. Even at my age right now, I could kick your ass around the block for drill. You know that, don't you?
Well,
you want to try it?
No.
Do you doubt it?
I'd rather not comment on it.
Come on, man. Don't make him say something. Just make you, he doesn't want to make you feel good.
No. Wait just a minute.
Oh, Phil, quit with your macho game.
No. Wait a minute. Are you telling me that you can take me?
I didn't say that, but I wouldn't. I mean, it depends.
It depends on what?
If you're awake.
I'm going to beat...
Kidding.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking arm wrestling. He kicked my ass arm wrestling. Big deal. That doesn't mean anything. What are you looking at him? What are you two guys up to anyway?
Nothing.
I'm going to tell them.
No, please don't.
No, I have to tell you. They've got a bucket of Gatorade out here.
What were you going to do with that?
They were going to douse you with the Gatorade as a way of saying happy birthday, which... I told them it's not your birthday.
You're going to douse me with a bucket of Gatorade?
Yeah.
Because?
Yeah, to wish you happy birthday.
It's not my birthday.
I know that, but we ought to have the Gatorade.
Yeah, we made a mistake with that. We might as well do it.
What is up with you guys, anyway?
Nothing. We just had the Gatorade.
I think they were watching some football, and they thought it would be funny. And they said, let's douse. And I told them, I said, you can't do that unless there's something to celebrate, you know.
Well, even still, they can't do it. I got electrical equipment around. I got radio equipment, Margaret.
I know that. I told them that.
We weren't going to get it on that.
Are you guys trying to tell me because you watched some coach get a Gatorade dumped on him, you thought that would be funny to do to me?
Yeah.
You know why they dump Gatorade on coaches?
Because it's funny.
Because it's funny?
No, it's not because it's funny. It's because they won the game.
Well, yeah, you'll know. Yeah, we knew that. But mostly because it's funny.
So you guys were going to dump Gatorade on me as a way of saying happy birthday, even though my birthday was in September.
Well, we didn't think it mattered that much. I mean,
plus, Margaret, you said you wouldn't say anything.
I'm not going to let you dump Gatorade all over this equipment.
Thank you. Guys, I'm telling you. Quit acting like we're in some treehouse here, okay? Quit acting like what we're doing here is just like, you know, Wayne's World here, you know? You guys come up with some goofy ideas. You think this whole thing, man, is just some stupid cable access show that we're doing for our moms, okay?
I don't see how you can draw that conclusion.
Dumping Gatorade on me because you saw somebody do it on TV and you thought that that was funny? You wanting to draw eyes on a hand puppets in paper bags because that guy, that nut in Aurora, did it?
You didn't draw eyes on it, though.
All right, so he didn't... That's what I'm talking about. Just wise up, will you? When we come back, we'll talk more about the flu season, flu shots, and why it is I don't get the flu anymore, and why the three people that I'm looking at right now are hellbound.
That is not fair.
I'm hellbound. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
And you didn't find it. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. I'm sorry, we probably over-modulated there for just a second because we had our very close personal and we adore her. Friend Elaine was here, who is our engineer. And
yes, I just said hello to her, by the way, before. Well, not just now, but I saw her this afternoon.
Yeah, Elaine was here. She was doing some adjustments in our studio. And one of the things she did do for us, which we're very grateful that you did, Elaine, was you adjusted the mic stand here, but she also moved the master volume down, and so my good friend, Mr. Northcraft, all of these people are very good friends of mine, but they're a pain in the ass.
All right.
Thank you. I'm kidding. So I had to pot the volume up. Let's get Dr. Ron Tarner on the line here with us, Dr. Ron Tarner from the Mountain Meadow Observatory, but we're not going to talk about astronomy or anything, Ron. We're going to talk with you here about the flu season, and good to have you on the program. How are you?
Well, we're doing very well, and I certainly hope you had a good New Year.
Yeah, I did have a good New Year. Had a great time and had a good Christmas as well. And how's your family?
Everyone is healthy. We're talking about the flu epidemic, knock wood. Everyone is doing very, very well, Phil. There's no question. I wanted to ask you a question, though, my friend. Before we talk about the flu season, you had recommended a film, and I have been looking for this film since you and I spoke about it last summer, and it was the Humanoid movie.
Creation of the Humanoids.
Yes, exactly, and I've been looking and looking and looking.
Have you checked with Netflix?
All right, and what is Netflix?
Well, Netflix is something everybody uses now. It's a rental service, an online rental service, I believe. I don't know how it works, man, because I haven't used it in a long time, and if ever, and I'm kind of old-fashioned the way I get stuff. So, in any event,
I use that pay-per-view. The pay-per-view?
Yeah, I do pay-per-view and all of that crap. But anyway, Creation of the Humanoids. I bet you money. It's at Amazon.com. It's at one of these places. You know.
Well, I want to find it because you said that it was a very funny movie, but there was a line from it that you told me about that resonated very deeply with me, and I wanted to talk to my brother. I wanted to get my brother to hear about it and get his spirits up, because my brother is at the Mets Colony at Chino, as I know I've told you, right?
Yes.
And he's feeling very low, because he lost an appeal.
I understand. And I should tell people that Dr. Tarner's brother is was remanded. It was sentenced to a term. I don't know what it, what was it?
Well, they gave him 15 years. He was eligible for parole this year for the, well, he had a parole hearing for the second time this year.
Okay. Manslaughter. He killed someone.
Well, it wasn't just someone. It was someone that had disrespected a member of our family, my sister. And my brother, who is a hot-headed guy, decided that he would, quote, teach the guy a lesson, and it went a little too far.
Well, that's a terrible thing to have to deal with in a family, and all the best to him. What was it about Creation of the Humanoids, though?
Well, there is a line in that movie that you mentioned to me that I wrote it down, and I wanted to send it on a note card to my brother Griff, but I can't remember the line, and I wanted to get the movie. And maybe you remember what it was.
I couldn't tell you. A line from Creation of the Humanoids.
Yeah, it has to do with someone's sister.
Well, there's the line where the guy says, he says, if you say my sister's in rapport with a clicker, you bet I'll kill you.
That's the one. That's the one. That I wanted to find that line. Now, give me the context of that again. So when I talk to Griff, I could give him the context. I wanted to write it down. I was going to send him just a little note to buck him up. Like I said, they lost the parole hearing.
Now, how many parole hearings has he had?
Two. He's had two. He's got a minimum sentence of 15 years.
Minimum of 15 years. The context of...
Why is that important?
No, I was just curious. I don't know how it works.
I can tell you, Phil, my family didn't know how it worked either. I mean, we're learning as we go. It's a very devastating thing.
Well, I can imagine that.
You know, it's devastating for the family of the perpetrator, not just the victim. We hear an awful lot about the victims, and yes, I well understand this. But no one ever wants to talk about the family of the perpetrator, especially when he, we feel, was trying to protect the honor of his sister. And yes, it went too far.
Look, I don't think it's wise, and I'll be telling you right now, Ron, I don't want to go through the specifics of what happened, okay?
I understand.
Because there's two sides, and you're giving me a side that is legitimate and valid, and I want to hear it, but for me to hear that, I want to hear the other side.
I certainly understand, Phil, although I've seen many, many, many TV shows. You just passed the exit. You know what? I'm with Tanya tonight, Phil, and I'm showing her you just passed the exit. I wanted to show her the office tonight, and we're heading out of town, and she missed the Cloverdale. All right, no problem. I think it's important for people to know that there is another side to the story, and that's the side of the individual that committed the act.
Well, your brother beat some guy up and he died.
Yes, sir.
All right. And he beat some guy up after this guy had made some crash comment about your sister.
Yes, sir.
All right. And this physical assault went too far and the guy died.
Well, he died as the result of his head striking a cement-edged table or something. I forget what. It's not important. The fact is my brother was defending his sister's honor. But I heard, this is why I'm saying what I'm saying.
All right, let me give you the context. It was in the film Creation of the Humanoids. This doctor in this film, this mad scientist, has created robots that look exactly like human beings, right down to even a freckle. They're exact duplicates of humans that exist. In this scene, the robot that he has just finished creating is an exact duplicate of a human that had deep, deep prejudices against robots. This film, Creation of the Humanoids, if you want to compare it or give an analogy, or not an analogy, but if you want to talk about what its theme line basically is about prejudice. It's almost like it's the robots of the future are like black people were at one time.
I understand, yes.
Okay. So this, and they call them clickers. They don't call the robots robots or humanoids. They call them clickers. So they have this slang that is also almost sort of reminiscent of the N-word. So the robot that is on this table that the doctor has just created, that robot is an exact duplicate on down to the very personality of this very prejudiced anti-robot human who is a member of this society called the Society of Flesh and Blood.
That was like a futuristic Ku Klux Klan, you're saying?
Yes, exactly. Like a futuristic Ku Klux Klan, only they're against robots, not black people. So, when this robot that he's just created becomes conscious, is activated, if you will, this doctor realizes that the gig is up because the authorities are outside and they're about to arrest him, and he doesn't want to be arrested. So he looks at this robot, who is the exact replica of this prejudiced human, and he says, you kill me. Kill me. And the robot, even though it's a robot, he still thinks he's human. This is the kind of weird thing about this movie, folks. This order of flesh and blood human, this highly prejudiced guy, who is actually a robot, looks at the doctor and he says, you say my sister's in rapport with a clicker, you bet I'll kill you.
Okay, that's it. And what is rapport?
Rapport is living with a robot. It was a legal state. You could be in rapport with a humanoid, a female, which means she could marry or live with.
And have sex with.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, come on, Phil, we're not kids here.
All right, yes, have sex with it. We'll be right back with Dr. Ron Turner in a moment, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
So, no kidding. So, in other words, this guy's sister was battling a clicker.
Would you watch it, please?
Sorry.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
I'm sorry, but...
I just want this information. It's for my brother. I'm sure you understand.
Yes, doctor, I do. I just wanted to talk to you about the flu season.
No, I know that, but I've got a brother who is incarcerated. Griff has always enjoyed your program, Phil. And we talk about your show all the time, and he loves you, and I thought I would, you know, get this information.
All right, that's fine. What else do you need?
Well, I have a little... You said that the film, The Robot Says, if you say my sister's in rapport with a clicker, you bet I'll kill you.
Yes, that's what the guy says. And
all right, what is rapport?
Rapport, in this fictional world of creation of the humanoids, rapport is some legal status that a human can have with a clicker. Now, or with a humanoid. Now, I have to tell you, in the movie, I don't think I ever saw a female humanoid. They were all male. They're all bald with those dark eyes, and they look very much like humanoids. They don't look human. They look human-like.
I understand.
All right. So rapport is when a human... And apparently it's necessary because the human race in the nuclear war that necessitated the creation of these humanoids wiped out 96% of the human race. So there's very few humans left, and in fact, the humanoids now outnumber humans. The humanoids are programmed never to hurt humans. They are programmed only to help humans. And by only helping humans, what happens is they propagate, they create, the humanoids themselves find ways to recreate themselves and make themselves better. Because in their way of seeing things...
You're talking about a computer here, though, right?
You're talking about a computer, yeah, they're robots.
What do you mean in their way of seeing things? That's laughable. I would take, if a, you know...
No, but these are highly intelligent humanoids.
No, I understand that, but any robot that thought he knew better what was good for me, I'd take a fire axe to that thing.
I understand that, you know.
I'm not joking.
I know you're not joking, but this is a movie, and there is a certain logic to it. If the robot is programmed not to hurt humans, but only to help humans, and the only way they see of helping us is by making robots... that look like us, because that's where the movie goes. It goes to this place where they're making now robots that look exactly like humans, and they're duplicating humans. This robot that was made that says, if you say my sister's in rapport with a clicker, you bet I'll kill you, was made because that guy had died. That guy had died in some bar fight.
Who had?
The human that the robot is based on.
Yeah, but the robot still is a vulgar prejudice. Now it's a robot with prejudice.
It is. Because what they do is they create robots to duplicate humans that have just died. However, they don't change their thinking at all. They leave intact the mind. They leave intact the memory. They leave intact the thinking. They leave intact the personal beliefs. And the way they then approach that is they let that human know in a very slow and delicate way, you are no longer what you think you are. You're actually a robot.
What are you talking about?
I'm not talking to you, bud, okay?
We get all mad for?
Because it's hard enough trying to explain this to Dr. Turner, and then I got the audience that's probably scratching its head, and there's Robert sitting there scratching his...
I was going to say, would you not do that, please?
All I'm doing is... He's
scratching his balls, so what?
If you...
Sorry.
Robert, don't do that, okay?
They itch.
They may itch. You can get up and do that somewhere else.
Ms. Gray, I didn't want to have to say this, but I saw you do... You scratched down there, too.
You know something? If it wasn't for the fact that I donate to the United Negro College Fund...
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Just easy. Easy, everybody.
What's going on in there, anyway?
Don't worry about it, Doc. So here's the thing. What haven't I told you? Do you understand?
I did understand it until you started going. You talk too much, Phil. That's one of your problems, you know.
And is that one of my problems? You know, I'm on a talk show.
No, I understand that, but you went on and on and on, and then you finally got into this thing about the robot replaced the guy, and they taught it. I don't understand. I'm just going to go back to what I said originally, Phil, and that is any robot that believes. In his wildest dreams that he's, you know...
No robot going to tell you what to do.
That's exactly my point, bud. No robot is going to tell me what to do.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say is that this is... You may be right. No robot would tell you what to do, Doc. Robot is going to tell me what to do.
You said rub out. And I'll tell you, I know you made a mistake, but that's very key.
It is. It's interesting, isn't it, the way rub out and robot are almost the same?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You want to let me in on the...
Well, the fact that if we create robots, we are creating a means to rub out ourselves.
Oh. That's true, Miss Gray.
Yeah.
You got it, Phil?
Sure. Sure, that's...
Phil, don't be a child just because you're not in on it with the rest of us.
No, I'm not being a child. I just... Yeah, that's fine.
Well, yes, you are. You're all, you're all together, and I'm...
No, I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking how really weird a connection that is. Robot and rub-out.
There is a sort of synchronicity. There's a synergy to it, Phil, and a logic and synchronicity.
Yeah, there's synchronicity in everything.
What is that word again?
Phil, don't... Just move on with the story, please.
No. What's the word again?
What?
What's the word that you just thought you were saying?
What?
That's what he said, yes.
No, the one be... All right, so...
Phil, you can't argue with it. You just have to let it be. Bud is like a pimple. Don't do anything. Just let it go away.
Exactly.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, now... So anyway, the robot says, if you say my sister's a rapport with a clicker, you bet I'll kill you. And he gets up and he strangles the doctor. Now, what has this got to do with your brother, Griff, who I know is incarcerated for manslaughter?
Well, the fact is, Phil, that he was in a fight defending the honor of my sister. It was in I hate to admit it, it was in a bar, and my sister was playing pool. And my sister happens to be an outstanding pool player. Now, she's never played professionally. She's not a competitive pool player, but she plays bar pool very, very well. And she winds up taking a lot of money. And one of the things about Gloria is that she is constantly suspected of being some kind of a pool sharp or a rigger or something like that.
And so, in other words, these guys think that she's some pro or semi-pro.
Exactly, yes. So this guy says to her, and this is, Griff told me this, Phil, I wasn't there. He said to her, I took one look at you and figured you were from Vegas. And Gloria thought that was a compliment. Well, thank you. He said, I'm not talking about playing pool either. And that's when Griff got up from the bar. He was sitting at the bar and he was chatting up a young lady. He was very friendly up to that point. And then
he engaged this guy physically?
No, at first he said, what do you mean by that comment? And the guy said, I think you know. And he leaned down to pick up some chalk or something, to chalk the end of his cue stick, and looked over at my brother, and he kept on chalking the cue stick and kept on chalking the cue stick. And that's when my brother said, you know, that stuff's not Vaseline. That's chalk. You're aware of that, right? And the guy said, oh, you're right. I do need some Vaseline, considering where I'm going to stick this. And that's when Griff said, as long as you can touch your own toes, it's none of my business. And that's when the guy took a swing.
How is it you know all the...
Man, that was beautiful.
How do you know this entire dialogue?
I'm disgusted.
Margaret, I apologize. How do I know it? Because it was all entered into evidence.
when they had the trial, huh?
Yeah. How do I know it? I've read the court record a million times. Over and over and over. And I don't see anything in there that says my brother started any fight.
Well, I'm hearing your version of it.
Oh, that's how you're going to play it. So
no, I'm not playing it anyway. No, Dr. Tarner.
No, so in other words, I'm lying.
No, I'm not saying you're lying. I'm just saying you remember it a certain way. Is there anything wrong with hearing from someone else? I don't know who, and I don't want to talk about it tonight. Who remember? You're saying that your brother got up. What, Margaret?
Why are you wasting time on this? You were going to talk about the flu season.
You know, she's right.
All right, well, okay. You know, I don't want to go through it either, but the line is, say my sister before the clerk, you bet I'll kill you.
Yes.
Well, I was going to put it on a postcard and send it to my brother to cheer him up.
Okay, I mean, that's great.
I'm watching Phil TV, and I just saw you shrug.
I don't know. How does that make him feel better?
Because there's another guy out there that's like him, that's willing to go to the mat for his sister, even if he is a robot. And I guess that's kind of funny, but...
Okay, Dr. Ron Tarner with us, and I see we've got a minute to go before the break. We'll spend the next segment talking about the cold and flu season and talking about flu shots and talking about all of that.
Phil, you know, you look, and I'm sorry, folks, I want to just mention this. I think the audience will find this interesting. You look very frustrated, you know?
Well, I am.
But you're the one that took the last half hour talking about clickers, talking about robots...
You were, Phil. I mean, you're talking all about, you know, my sister over and over and over again. And I know you're a friend, and I know you're a good guy, and I take it personal.
Yeah, because you're all talking about his sister.
Wait a minute. Wait just a minute.
No, I said I didn't take it personal.
No, wait just a minute. I wasn't talking about your sister. You were the one that brought up the fact that your brother got into a fight with a guy in a pool hall over your sister's honor... Wound up killing the guy, now he's in prison, and you want to send him a postcard, a funny card that says, you say my sister's in rapport with a clicker, you bet I'll kill you.
Yeah.
And I'm the guy that brought your sister up.
Well, if you put it that way...
Yeah, as long as you're putting it that way. And...
Oh, okay. Well, is there another way I could put it?
Yeah, you could put it the way that you brought it up.
That's a good point.
Nobody here has got a good point.
Well, I think I've had a good...
No, nobody's had a good point except for me. And here's the good point I'm about to make. We're taking a break. Hey, we're going to take a break and be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Ron Tarner. We'll talk about flu, cold, everybody I know and their sister is getting this flu, Jack. How can we, you know, what are we, you know, what are we, how do we, you know, what do we do? I ain't getting sick. I'm fine. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
I just heard you bring my sister up again.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, and online at philhendryshow.com. With me is Dr. Ron Tarner, who is, by his training, an astronomer. You are a scientist of a different sort here, Dr. Tarner, but you do have a little bit of a medical background. And were you not in family practice early on?
Very, very early, Phil. I took my medical degree in internal medicine and practiced for about four years in southern Colorado, and then by satellite and minor at university. And when I went back to school in a postgraduate doctorate level was to study physical science, the astrophysics, as well as astronomy. And so,
but all right, so let's talk about the flu season. Now, you know, I had pneumonia, and I got the advice when I was in the hospital from my doctor. He said, Phil, you can't not get a flu shot.
You had pneumonia, but you said that you had originally got swine flu, right?
Yeah, the pneumonia developed from the swine flu. That's what the doctors told me. And the reason is they couldn't believe how rapidly I got sick. I think there was something... was it because I had rapidly?
Well, it wouldn't be rapidly. I think it would be more along the lines of they probably were curious as to why the onset of pneumonia took so long. And that's why they theorized most likely that there was a swine flu component to it.
Oh, okay, because it should have developed sooner?
Well, I don't think it's going to take an entire 7 or 8 day period to develop pneumonia. You're going to get pneumonia in a fairly rapid order. If you are sick, you're going to be sick. You're not just going to be sick for a week and then all of a sudden you've got pneumonia. And you knew that you had pneumonia when?
Well, I mean, I knew that I was really sick when I couldn't get up and down the stairs.
Yeah, and that's when you went, and the doctor confirmed it, right?
Yes. But before that, I was simply, yeah, it makes sense. So he said get a swine flu, or he said get a flu shot. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that it is necessary, and I think that the flu shots do help, especially for anybody who is in an at-risk group. And I would not say I heard Bud giving you a hard time. You're not elderly, Phil, but you're at a point in your age where you do want to protect yourself as well as little kid. So if somebody your age and a little kid...
What do you mean by little kid?
A little kid, you know, a kid about... I can't describe it.
Well, what age?
Well, you can't really say an age. You. If I say an age, and the kid may be strong... I'm just talking, I like to go along just a little kid. That's what I'd like to say.
What does that mean?
You don't know what little kid means.
You don't know what that is?
I know. Wait a minute, Margaret. How old is it?
I don't want to give ages. I don't believe in that. So I just tell people a little kid or, you know, your age, an older guy like you.
Do you give an age for the older guy?
No. I won't look, Phil. I don't hold people's hands. I don't hold people's hands. Somebody said to me, Doctor, should I get a flu shot? And I said in a joking way, I said, only if you want your unborn child to come out staring at the moon when it isn't out. In a joking way.
What kind of a joke is that?
Because I didn't figure anybody was going to take me serious. All right?
Dr. Tarner, there are women out there.
No, well, don't give me there are women out there. Look, either you know what planet you live on or you don't. And as far as I'm concerned, a lot of these parents that are not giving shots, giving immunization to their children, these parents that are not taking that seriously and are putting their children at risk, there's nothing I'm going to say to those idiots. Excuse me for saying that, Phil. I shouldn't use that word. There's nothing I'm going to say to those women that is going to convince them otherwise. And so when I said what I said to that lady, and she immediately got nervous and thought that a flu shot was going to give her unborn child some autistic characteristic or create autism in that child, I knew that I was dealing with someone that wasn't playing with a full deck.
And Doc, isn't there a way, don't you think you're scaring lay people? They don't know anything about medicine and science. There's a lot of folks that are coming to the doctor, and they put their entire trust into a doctor.
That's a big mistake.
Well, you say that's a big mistake, Dr. Tarner, but people make that mistake all the time. Don't you have a responsibility?
I have a responsibility to treat that individual medically the best way I can. I do not have a responsibility not to have a sense of humor. There's nothing in the Hippocratic Oath that says, and you will walk into that office as if you are the undead. What are you?
We're not talking, you know, Phil.
Dr. Tarner, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about that.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about being responsible. You say that having a sense of humor is something you should have. I understand and I agree. But that is not funny to say around a woman who may be expecting, get a flu shot if you want your kid to pop out staring at the moon.
I didn't say staring at the moon.
When the moon isn't out. Whatever you said, you intimated that her child would be autistic.
I did. I was talking to a college graduate, Phil. A college graduate.
It doesn't matter to me. I don't care.
I have to agree with Phil here, Dr. Tarner.
Margaret, I don't care who you agree with. That doesn't make any... You should agree with me. I'm the one that has a doctor in front of his name.
No, I...
No, hold on. Who has DR in front of their name, me or Phil?
You got DR, period.
What?
You have DR in that period, because it's short for it.
Okay, I'm not even going to pay attention to that. Who has...
Dr. Tarner, I will settle it. You do.
Yeah, DR with a period. Okay, you feel better?
Yeah, but you got it wrong the first time.
But I corrected it. Do you feel better?
Are you arguing with him?
Good evening.
You pissed him off. Ask me if I care. Ask me if I care if I pissed him off. This guy's arguing with Bud over whether there's a DR period in front of his name or a DR.
He called back.
Did he call back?
I don't stutter.
Oh, you don't stutter? Okay, I'm not taking the call.
Don't be a child, Phil. Take the call.
No, I'm not going to take the call because Bud's being a smartass.
Well, look, what else was he going to say?
He doesn't have to be a smartass. When I said, did he call back, he goes, I don't stutter.
Yeah, I don't.
So I'm not taking the call.
Dr. Turner, he doesn't want to take the phone call. I'm sorry, I put him on the air by accident.
Thank you, Bud. You know something?
There, I just put him on hold again.
Well, yeah.
Yeah! There, I broke off a hold. How's that feel?
All right, then I'm going to just hang up on him, okay?
I can call him back.
You can call him back if you want the imprint of this lapis lazuli stone from Egypt in your eye.
Maybe after we're up here.
Good.
Phil Hendry.
Hello.